Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Boy, big sports weekend. Nuggets face elimination tonight. Avs move on to round two. And then we were at the Mammoth game on Saturday night, which was a heck of a time.
Yeah, so much fun to get back out at the Loud House. I loved seeing everyone. Like, it was like old times for me.
Yeah, so. Katie used to be the announcer out there.
Yeah, the in-game arena host.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was just like, once you're a part of the herd, you're always a part of the herd. And that's kind of it, is I got to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a minute, and it's very exciting to be in that element. And what a game. I mean, people are a little pissed off this morning, but for good reason.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Like, the fact that in overtime, the San Diego Seals, the opposing team, scored a goal that should not have counted, and they did count it, and they ended up winning the game because of it.
And then the commissioner came out last night and was like, my bad, that's on us. We shouldn't have counted that goal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, can they redo it then?
And they won't.
No do-overs?
No, nope. They won't let those refs, officiate in the rest of the playoffs. But it is a heartbreaking loss for the Mammoth fans because it's single elimination. So that was your one chance to keep going.
And they had such a good season.
They were ahead by so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because,
I know,
I was feeling good about that game on Saturday night. And that's when I looked over at Nick Nack and the kids, and there was about 8 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
And they were up by four, I think, or something.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to beat traffic? And she's like, hells yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love you right now.
You're the sexiest person in here.
Generally, Nick Nack is not the person that allows me to leave early.
Yeah.
She's like, no, we're staying until the end. And I like to leave with roughly 10 minutes left in any sort of event, sporting, concert, you name it. Let's beat traffic.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's bounce. And she's like, let's go. I was like, this one's wrapped up.
I
it's
know.
In the bag. And then I hear yesterday that they lost, and then this whole situation's going on. I was like, what the hell? We would have been there for a while.
I know. Because
it went into OT.
Yeah, it did. And it was, again, fans like on the edge of their seats, and it was heartbreaking. But again, so good to be there and see everybody.
How about those snacks and the
suite? I know. We were so lucky.
That's the main event right there.
So lucky that we were, spoiled. And
those
again,
cookies?
Having Madison and her friends there, that was really neat.
Tell people who Madison is.
Well, Madison won the suite, the fully catered suite, by liking us, giving us a follow on Instagram like everybody did. So, yeah, Madison and her friends were up in the suite with us, and they made for a great time. So it was just the entire ambiance.
Group of a little, I think they were all 23. And the best part about when Madison showed up late, because she's 23.
Yeah.
All four of these ladies walked right in and hooked a left and went right to the fridge and went for the beers.
As they should. Like,
there was like, hey, how are you? Are there beers in here?
Yeah.
Are there beers?
That's exactly what they should have done. Like, when you say fully catered suite, that's a part of it.
Yeah.
And you got to get your drink on.
I was looking at the text line after we left on Friday, and she actually texted in and was talking with Nina, and she was like, so there's going to be alcohol in the suite, right?
Good.
Yep. So they made a beeline right for that fridge.
She knew exactly what she was there for. But that's the thing, too, is like her group of friends, like they played lacrosse. They were into it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, they knew more about what was going on than I did. So when you said they were front row.
Like they played college lacrosse.
Yes, they were watching the game fully invested. So that's why it was so much fun to watch with them, is because they were telling me what was going on. And
it was fun watching them watch the game and then watch Josh watch them watching the game.
They were pretty. They were pretty. But Josh was also a gentleman.
I was a host.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
See the pictures of my paella?
You were just telling me about it, and now I'm distracted, and I need to see it. Like, what? Paella?
My brother-in-law's birthday over the weekend, and every year he makes a big old vat of paella, which the kids, I mean, especially my son, he's very much into seafood, just gobbles that up.
I bet.
He's got the little oyster clam things, shell things in them.
Mussels.
You bet. And then a lot of shrimp and the sausage and so good. And then he made these like homemade cheese sticks, like mozzarella sticks, like homemade. And then he made some flan. Like it was It was a tasty, tasty arse meal. I don't think I probably put it on my Instagram.
Okay, I'm looking on Facebook. I don't see it. So
I can throw it up on our JKJ.
I'm going to have to go search that out because I'm a sucker for a good paella.
Does
he do it right? Because like you have to have the crust on the bottom. That rice has to form that perfect crust on the bottom.
I think it was fairly
crusty.
I'm
sure it does. Yeah, like if people who make paella know. But when you do it right... The saffron, Jer. That's the magic touch.
All about that saffron.
Well, saffron is so expensive, but it is a must in a good paella. Like, it is a
girl.
Must. Because you can taste it.
I had no
you
idea you were such a paella
saffron.
Expert.
I love paella.
When you first started doing this, I was like, what the hell is paella?
Oh, really?
I had no idea.
Oh, it's so good. Like, and because again, like a lot, there's a lot of different variations, but one of the best ones I ever had, they use black squid ink to turn it almost black. It was
what?
A really dark.
It doesn't have, no, he didn't use that. He just used a Sharpie to color it.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah. It was a Sharpie paella. No, but the flavor of the squid ink, it just like, oh, it's so deep. It's just a deep, complex flavor for that paella. But there's all kinds that you can make. Oh, I'm such a fan.
The other thing my sister and him have that I'm eyeing. I'm thinking about it. They bought a slushy machine.
It's the ninja. Yo, homie.
What? You okay? You all right over there?
Oh, God.
Did you just
you
pee
thought
a little?
I was a fan of the paella.
Did you just pee a little?
Okay,
what do you know about the ninja slushy machine?
It's the best thing ever.
It is.
You could put anything in there, and it makes the best slushy. So the first time I had it, I had an apple cider slushy.
Shut your face.
It was one of the best slushies I've ever had. But anything that has real sugar in it, that's the trick. You can't put fake sugar stuff in it because the science doesn't work
right.
Does it get
like, cold enough
it doesn't
break.
Like, it doesn't have the right crystals in it. But oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you and your brother-in-law.
This is like the second or third time. Like when we walk in and they have that out, I'm like, oh, hell's yes. Oh, hell's
yes. Oh, you know the party started.
It was pina coladas last night. So it was, what was it? It was a jar of pineapple juice, a bottle of rum, and then what was it? Oh, it was coconut, like coffee creamer, just straight coconut creamer. Then you dump that in and let it... do its thing, and then he put a little pineapple garnish and a maraschino cherry in it. Oh!
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Please.
No, those things are so perfect. Oh, the only thing, it takes a while, right? Like, it takes, like, 30 minutes or so, 20 to 30, depending on what you put in there. But, boy, like... staring at that thing, waiting for it to make you.
I love how
you...
excited you got. It's a slushy machine.
I love it. I love that.
They're not cheap.
Machine.
And we were sitting there eating the paella last night, and my sister's like, we're thinking about getting a second one to do, like, you can do layered.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a second one just to have the first one ready while the second one's getting ready. Otherwise, you're going to be staring at it for 20 minutes like I did.
They're not cheap.
They're like $400 or $500.
Yeah, they're not cheap. So I was on Amazon last night looking at like knockoff slushy machines.
You don't want to do that.
Let me just say 2 stars. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
About this time on Monday mornings, we like to give you a little PMI action, which is... 3 different stories, a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who had the P today?
I got the P,
Katie.
Not only is it positive, it is also happy because McDonald's is offering a new Happy Meal.
Really? Funny.
Yes, Stranger Things.
Oh.
It is back, and now you can get it. Collectible toys in the Happy Meal. So they've got everybody, right? All your favorite characters.
11?
Right there. 11.
Hopper?
Not Hopper. Looks like just the kids. So it looks like the 5 main kids is who you can get in your Happy Meal toy. But starting May 5th, you'll not only get that little nostalgic toy, they're going to give you a fun-themed box that it comes in. That
I love fun-themed boxes.
Exactly. And then a QR code for a themed digital game. So
I love QR codes.
I like that. It's definitely neat that they're, you know, doing something digital along with it. But have you, I have not gotten into the cartoon Stranger Things.
Either have I.
I know.
I've moved on.
I've seen it, honestly, on Netflix, but I keep moving past it. I'm
I watched
you.
The Hulk Hogan
like,
documentary instead.
Exactly. You know, I was I went to the movie theater to see your final episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can just unearth a whole nother Stranger
Things.
Don't
do it.
Yeah,
move
so,
on to
but,
Lust Island now.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But Lust, exactly. I'm already there. You know, Love is Blind Mexico, it's my new thing. But anyway.
Is it really called Lust? It's Lust. What's the new one on Netflix? It's Lust
Temptation
something.
Temptation Islands.
Lust
there's,
something, I thought.
I'll probably get it.
It's got the woman holding the coconuts on the... Have you seen that? I'm like, I'm not clicking on this.
This is something Katie would click this on. I'm not clicking on that.
Katie's already, you know what, deep into this. So.
No, I will have to check all it right. out, though. But this, again, Happy Meal rolls out May 5th. So all you Stranger Things fans, get ready.
I was kind of joking about the QR codes, going back a step. I kind of get excited for QR codes because I'm like, where's this going to take me?
I know.
Is anyone else like that?
Be careful.
Like, I know.
Be careful
but
with
like,
QR codes.
You hold it up and it gives you the link and I'm like, where? What magical place on the internet is this going to take me?
Do you know what is really fun? Have you seen the hoodies where people just have random QR
codes on
the back of them?
I just suggested this in a meeting last week. I was like, let's get QR codes on the back of all of our promotions people's shirts.
Oh, that is a good idea.
It takes you right to mix100.com.
Because I can't not do it.
No,
it
you
is,
have
so got to scan
like,
a QR
it
code.
It is like my phone. I'm like, I know I probably should it, but I really want to see what it's like.
And it takes you to Lust Island.
I need to know what's happening on this hoodie.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I love QR codes. I really do.
I do too.
All right, what's the minus?
All right, well, if you are a mom or a parent and you've been struggling with some insomnia, scientists have just discovered what behavior creates a habit that makes it way worse. And this is interesting to me. You should not just lay in your bed and try to force sleep if you are struggling with insomnia. This is one of the things that they're like, hey, if you are not able to sleep at night, you have to create in your head that the bed is only for sleeping.
Yeah.
So if you're laying there just trying to close your eyes and be like, I gotta sleep, that's going to make it like 10 times worse. So you should not do that. You should get out of bed, read a book, maybe drink some warm milk or go to the couch and scroll for a little bit until the sleepiness returns and then go straight back to bed and try to sleep.
Really?
You should not be the one that just is like laying in bed, tossing and turning, being
warm
like, I got to sleep. Well, whatever.
What
you
is
know,
this, the 1800s?
Well, but that
helps
you
sleep, man.
That's an old wives' tale.
It helps you. All right. Well, you know what? So is laying in bed trying to sleep.
Let me go out to the barn and milk the goat. Warm, right out of the teat.
I think it's just dairy, right? Right, because I know ice cream helps
dairy
you sleep
general.
Too.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like so, you can eat a warm mozzarella stick.
I think like mom.
Mom, get the mozz stick.
It should be warm, right?
Mom, I can't sleep. Make me some cheese sticks.
I need some
get
mozz
the cheese
sticks.
Curd.
Mom.
Do anything but lay in bed, Jer.
Exactly.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Go milk the goat.
On the couch.
Mom. Let's wrap things up with the interesting. I guess yesterday was National Pretzel Day. And there's all sorts of online polls talking about what type of pretzel is your favorite. The vast majority said soft, good old-fashioned soft pretzels, which I almost got one at Ball Arena over the weekend.
Those are
like
so
dipped in
good
cheese.
There. Yeah.
Dipped in cheese. Yep. I like to open them up and huff them. Does anyone else do that?
They smell good.
They smell like pizza crust
dough.
And buttery. Like I smell my pretzel, which is really weird. Anyway, then it went on down the line on various pretzels. Now, the one that caught my eye was this poll that asked people, do you eat the salt at the bottom of the pretzel bag when you're done eating the pretzels?
No.
No.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you really?
I do. I lick my finger and stick it into the corner of that bag, and then you pull it out, and it's all covered in salt, and then you
it's too much salt for me.
It's a lot.
I can't.
And it's a lot of salt. It's a lot.
Cholesterol
one person
up.
Who commented said, yes, I regret it every single time.
I know, yeah.
The taste is so salty. I know I'm just literally eating salt. Why do I keep eating it, says another commenter. And then another person said, which is kind of what I do, too, when you got those last, like, two or three pretzels at the bottom of the bag, they said, I try to put the salt back on the pretzels.
That's what I do.
So you, like, lick
yes.
the pretzel, and then you dab it in the bottom of the bag, and then you...
Because that, like, the salt on a pretzel already gets me bloated up like a carcass. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Like the sodium in a pretzel gets me every
time. Oh, it's not good for any part of your body.
Yeah.
I have a lot of water retention right now. Why is that? I was eating all the salt in the bottom of the bag. I literally hate my body right
now. Straight powdered sugar to the face.
It's so good. It's so good. There's a ton of products out there like that where the crumbs, like, the Cheez-Its
I do
at
it
the
with
end.
Chips.
Okay,
I
that's,
tip
yeah.
it up. The like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Yeah.
Tip it up.
A bag of Doritos.
Tip it up.
Right
always.
To the dome.
Yep.
Like, when the salt is mixed with other flavors, I'm here for it.
I think I have my new boring banger song for Friday. I'm going to call it Tip It Up.
Tip It Up.
Do it.
Yes.
And it's all about eating the crumbs at the bottom of the bags.
Oh, so much.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, big sports weekend. The Nuggets face elimination tonight. Do better.
No.
Do better.
Yes, Nuggets. Do better.
Yes, do better. The Avs moved on to round two, and then heartbreaker with the Mammoth out. We were at that game.
We were.
Sad day for them.
Shouldn't have been that way.
Mm-mm. But the real story is Jaron Sports here. Some of the biggest sports news of the weekend. This dude named Oscar Delp out in Georgia. What a great name. Hey, yeah. I'm Oscar Delp. I'm a tight end, bro. Waiting to be drafted because the NFL draft was going on this weekend. And there's a video of him, his family, and his friends all sitting there in their living room. There's got to be like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Waiting in anticipation to see if he gets picked up. But the star of the video is this big, goofy chocolate lab.
I saw this video.
Isn't this fantastic?
It's so perfect. Anyone who has a dog can relate to this video. Mm-hmm.
This poor lab, who obviously gets to lay on the couch a lot, was just sitting there looking all down in the dumps because everyone is on his couch.
Yeah.
Oscar Delp gets picked up by the Saints. Everybody jumps up and starts screaming. And the dog immediately, like, tries to get on the couch.
Yeah.
And the video is like five or six times of him trying to go in and he can't.
Yeah.
Go in and he can't.
Trying to find a good angle.
And every time it's like,
gets
ding,
blocked. Yeah.
Ding. Ding. You know? It's the cutest video.
So cute.
And I love it because it's a chocolate lab and they're the sweetest dogs ever.
They do eventually find that couch time, though.
He did.
They
did.
Do. And it's so cute. So adorable.
In the video, he finally finds the couch time. So that's the big news coming out of the NFL draft this weekend.
That's what you picked
up. Is this big dumb chocolate lab.
That's the adorable draft news. For sure. Good
job,
the best.
So I posted the video on our Facebook page if you want to go check it out. Katie, there's hope for you after the age of 68 to still have some fun. You're sneaking up on it. This woman named Linda Jarrett, known as the Unicycle Granny, has extended her Guinness World Record as the oldest unicycler at the age of 69 and 189 days.
Huh.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And I'm reading this story, and there was, like, no, like, time frame she had to be on it. She didn't have to juggle. It's just, like, she's old, and she got on a unicycle, and she got this award from Guinness. Like, there was nothing that she didn't have to go through, like, a hoop on fire.
I know.
Anything
you
like
would
that?
Think, like, it's funny because a lot of those records seem very breakable. Like, I feel like I could get on a unicycle for couple seconds. Easy, right?
Oh, yeah. Katie.
What?
Easy peasy. Let's get one in here.
I could do that.
We'll make it interesting, too. Please. We'll take the seat off of it.
Oh no.
Yeah, so.
I don't want to do that,
although you might be into it.
Shut
so
up,
maybe
Jerry.
We won't do that. New survey out this morning talking about, damn, it's expensive to go out and drink anymore, right?
Yeah.
So pre-gaming is like at an all-time high right now. A lot of these people in this story were talking about, God, they go to a concert and a can of White Claw is like $20.
Yeah.
I went to that game up in Boulder at CU and I got a beer and it was like, I was pushing like $30 for a big boy, for a tall boy.
Now, anytime you go to a stadium, you're going to pay at least
$10
for a drink. So.
And money's tight right now. So liquor companies are noticing this. They're starting to sell those mini bottles. We talked about the mini Bud Light cans last week, but essentially, pre-gaming is just where it's at now. You sit in the parking lot, get your drink on, and then you head in.
I love how companies are like, oh, is it costing too much? Here's something smaller.
Here's less of what you want.
Like, yeah, that's what we wanted. Like,
no.
Not at all.
You want to sit in your car. You want to sit in your Telluride and pound down some shooters.
Yeah, people are going to find a way to save money, so you're going to have to accommodate.
I think I've done that in a while. I think the last time I did that was when Nick Nack and I went and saw Dave Matthews at Fiddler's. That's been a couple years now, where we sat in the parking lot and had some drinks before we went into the concert.
Yeah.
This is expensive. I'll give you one more thing since we teased about Trader Joe's. I guess they're in the middle of a class action lawsuit right now because some of their coffee, the Trader Joe's branded French roast low acid bean coffee, apparently has half the amount of caffeine that it says on the container.
Oh,
and we live in a world where people want
up.
Their caffeine, right?
Or I guess it won't get them jacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people are pissed because, I mean, they rely on their morning caffeine. So if you're buying a product that says it's got 100 milligrams per cup and you're only getting 50, it's time to sue.
Well, and you know people who are, you know, legit coffee drinkers, they can tell. They're my hands aren't shaking near as much as they normally do. Like, what the heck is this?
My vision isn't as blurry as it normally is.
Why am I not, hearing colors?
Trader Joe's coffee is pretty decent, too. If you've ever wandered in, it's not too expensive. But.
Yeah.
Do we have any other sports stuff?
We do. The smoke had barely cleared from the Nuggets' latest collapse in Minnesota. And Nikola Jokic and teammates hit the showers after the game. Nikola comes out of his shower and he's looking around and starts shouting and screaming from the top of his lungs, "Where's my underwear?" Apparently, he thought that his underwear had been stolen, which is really adding salt to the wound to the Nuggets' horrible loss over the weekend. And he looked all over, couldn't find it anywhere. He said, "I swear I put it on top of the shower so that I could just grab it when I was done." Apparently, it was moved. He did find it. No one stole it, but it was moved from the shower to his locker room or to his actual locker. And so he had to go, kind of do the walk of shame in a towel and
go find his underwear.
And he talked about it afterwards, and he was saying that he thought it was stolen because there had been some thievery going on earlier that season in the Nuggets locker room. And he's like, "It happened again. They took my underwear this time." It was found. It's all good. He's fine. And he also, on top of that, Katie, after that game, he was fined $50,000 for that altercation. Man. So he lost his underwear and lost 50 grand.
Like, what a day.
That's a horrible day for Nikola Jokic.
And he was, screaming. That's what the reports say. He was screaming at people in the locker room.
Do you have audio of this?
No, there was no audio of him shouting.
He was that's what reports say, is that he was screaming at the players.
Where's my underwear?
In his underwear. And that's the last person you want to see all mad after a loss.
Especially because I'm hip height on him, so
I know. You don't want Nikola Jokic with no underwear in your face. How about this? We're just seeing the reports of that tanker fire off Santa Fe in Littleton right now. It's pretty intense. I mean, it's right there at the 4800 block of South Santa Fe Drive. It's the border of Littleton and Inglewood, but South Metro Fire Rescue said the fuel truck is close to nearby buildings, so it was upgraded to a commercial fire, but it looks like they're just going to let it burn out. So how crazy, though, to be that close to businesses and how houses and everything. Like, hopefully,
scary
they get
stuff.
It, yeah, hopefully they get it under control, because the plume of smoke that you can see from pretty much anywhere in the metro area right now, it's very big. So that's what's going on with that right there in Littleton and Inglewood. A woman has set a record for a 3+ minute plank. Now, here's the story. Marie Carpenter, right? She was celebrating her 90th birthday, and her grandson, Alex, tricked her. She was like, "Grandma, we're all going to get down on the ground, the group of us here, and we're going to do a plank and see who can hold it the longest." And I guess Marie is very competitive. So she was like, "Alex, hold my beet juice. Like, here we go." So they get down on the ground and they're planking. What Marie didn't know is Alex was tricking her. She said it was a challenge between everybody, but witnesses were recording the whole thing from the Guinness Book of World Records. So Marie ended up holding this plank for 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So on paper, she became the oldest woman in the world to perform a plank for at least 3 minutes. So we have a local woman right here who
has
the longest plank for a 90-year-old woman.
Wow.
The Guinness people are still confirming it, but on paper, she did it. Congrats to Marie.
You can team up with the lady on the unicycle
and start a circus. We've got a super senior group right here. Watch out. But
life doesn't end at 70.
I still feel like I can hold a plank for 15 minutes.
Well,
I don't know why 3 minutes.
Talker.
I really feel like I can. I know Josh
that's
shakes his head at me every time I say it.
Do you know how long 15 minutes is?
I know how long
I bet you couldn't do 2 minutes.
I could do 2 minutes.
I bet you could
easy.
Do two.
I could do easy 2 minutes. Like, come on.
I really doubt it.
Come on.
I see the way you eat.
Challenge
that's why
accepted.
I doubt it.
Okay, let's talk about... Okay.
You can do it that long because your belly's on the floor.
No, it's not. I don't have a big belly.
Front butt.
I do not have a big belly.
Your front butt will be holding you up.
No, I don't. You take it back. I have a big butt,
no takesies,
but not
backsies.
A big belly. Okay.
Your front butt will keep you solid.
Okay. And then NSU students. Shut up. I do not. Stop spreading that rumor. Okay. And then MSU students. So they created a Billy.
Well, what?
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's an AI tool aimed at helping us with sustainability. So it's pretty neat, actually, because it's specifically for Colorado's drought. So we all have heard about that, how the drought, especially this year, it is intense. This is a chat-based idea that's coming out of MSU. And what really makes it stand out is the information used with Billy, that's what they're calling it, is 100% vetted. And that's what a lot of AI tools especially can't say, is that's the problem with a lot of AI things these days. The info the robots gives us isn't fully verified, and they just put it out there and people absorb it as it is. So more than 50 students contributed to this project, and they collaborated across disciplines, and they even partnered with CSU Pueblo. So a lot of different schools coming together to make this happen. But really what it is they'd just be able to ask it questions like, hey, Billy, what does the drought outlook look like for this upcoming year? And based on all the stuff they've inputted, he'll be able to tell you and what we can do to help out the drought
smart
process.
Kids.
I think it's amazing.
Very smart.
And again, right out of here from MSU. So yay, local kids. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go. You're up to date this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, guys, I love the show. I hear you talk about random stuff all the time, so I thought this be right up your alley. The other night, I was making cinnamon sugar toast.
What is she, three?
I know.
No.
Well, she goes on to say, it's my favorite late night snack. Nothing fancy. White bread, sugar, cinnamon, the perfect combination. I'd agree. I love cinnamon sugar toast.
Not bad.
They go on to say, I've done it since college and I have no plans of stopping. In all the stages of my life, this has been my favorite snack. No matter how much money I make, I like to call it my poor man's luxury. So JKJ, what's yours? You should open it up to your listeners, too. I bet they've got some good ones.
Jeez.
And they even have another one.
Bossy.
I know, right? But they've got another one here. They say, for good measure, those air fryer basket liners. I went to my friend's house recently who didn't use them. What a tragic mess. They're only like $5.
They have liners?
Do you not know these? The air fryer basket?
I don't know
basket?
About this.
The line, they look almost like a coffee liner, like a coffee
paper-ish.
Pot. Yeah, like then you just put it in the bottom and it's supposed to still give you the, you know, need for, because that's the thing about the air fryer, it's the flow of the air that gets it crispy on the bottom.
Like parchment paper.
So
kind of.
This helps it. They say, I will forever be buying those because they're only $5. So I'll be listening for cheap luxuries. I know yours will be food, Katie.
ding.
That's pretty accurate, though. Thanks for being awesome. And that's from Andy.
Oh, that's
in
very
Denver.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. But so even if she was like a multimillionaire and could buy like a new air fryer every week, she's still going to
use the
paper liners
to
be frugal.
Yeah, and I would agree because
keep it clean.
I actually had two air fryers. My first one, I didn't use the liners, and there's just no getting that up, right? There's no getting the stains off your air fryer bottom.
I'm so paranoid. I'm like, what kind of chemicals are leaching out of that paper into my food?
Then
again, the air fryer's covered in Teflon.
Exactly.
So.
Like, because
I don't use the crock pot liners. I know people that line their crock pots. It's like a plastic bag.
Easy cleanup.
Yeah, I'm like, let's just absorb all those plastic chemicals into my food. Yum, yum, yum.
I think that's a little easier because I'm not busting out the crock pot every day. I don't mind cleaning that when I use it. The air fryer I use a lot, and it's kind of clunky to clean, right? So it's that's why I like the liners. It's a lot easier to clean it.
So with all that aside, say you're worth like $10 million, but what's this, like, the frugal, what does she call it?
She called
poor
it man's, a poor, I mean, man luxury.
It's a little harsh, but
why? That's okay.
You know, when you're pinching pennies, or there's just something that's kind of, do we say low class? I don't know. Are we allowed to say?
It just doesn't cost a lot of money.
It doesn't cost a lot, but you're worth $10 million, so you're still going to do it.
Yeah.
You don't even care.
It's the habits that you picked up when you weren't like making it big yet, and you hold on to those.
Yes.
So we want your calls and comments. What would you do? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I think for me, I jotted down three of them. I'm trying to pick the best ones here. I think I would still refuse to valet park.
Okay.
I never pay really anyone to park my car. Like, I'll find a spot and walk.
I can do a better job anyway.
And I don't want them going through my stuff.
They go through your console. You know they do.
No, they don't.
No, they absolutely
but I think
do.
They do.
Yeah.
Do. Then I would probably still sneak snacks into the movies.
Yes.
I would still have Knick Knack bring her big purse, and we'd fill it with, you know, gummy bears, even if I was worth $10 million. And then I think I would still take the toiletries and the hand towels from hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That's so dang good.
That's to just add to your hotel basket at home, right?
Yeah, like, I think I would still do all of that.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are like, why just the hand towels? Because I put the hand towels in my suitcase and I wrap my dirty shoes in them when we're out and about. So I'll wrap my shoes in a hand towel and put it in my suitcase and I steal a towel from a hotel.
That's smart. Don't tell
you, I borrow it.
Yeah.
The next time we're at that hotel, I actually bring it back. Which you'd never
see, full circle.
That's what
full
I do.
Full circle.
So, yeah. 303-691-1649. What is your guys'? Josh, do you have one real quick before you get to phones?
I do. I know one that I thought of right away. It is food related, but I think growing up in college, I just made no money at all, and I didn't want to ask my parents for anything. The ramen noodles. I mean, I would literally buy them by, like, the cardboard packaging and take the entire case home and then stack it on top of my fridge. And I still love it. Like, I could be worth $11 billion and I don't care. I love ramen noodles. They're so cheap. They're so easy to make. Pop that thing in the microwave for a minute and I'll never stop. I love that. And I know they're unhealthy. They're my favorite thing.
It's got to be the cheap ones too, because nowadays.
Yeah, like the actual ramen noodles.
Well, they have the fancy.
They got generics.
Well, no, but they also have the fancy, like, high protein, good for you ramen noodles you see on, like, Instagram and stuff now. And they taste like crap.
Yeah,
like,
they're so. No.
They're just not even good.
Do you eat a lot of crap?
Well, yeah. How long have you known me?
Oh, God.
Duh.
Katie knows her crap.
She knows her crap.
And this is not good crap, so.
So you're worth a buttload of money, but you're not giving up what from the days when you were poor? Somebody wrote in and said, I'm still going to wash and reuse my aluminum foil.
What?
Is that a thing?
Wow.
My great-grandma used to do that. But
seriously?
Yeah, you wash your foil and use it again.
Oh,
I've
goodness.
Done that before. Like, if I have leftovers in the fridge and I got foil on them or something. Like, I'll take that foil and just put them on a different leftover and put it back in the fridge.
I don't.
It's just foil.
Gosh, no? I thought my family was weird using the butter containers for years after, but the foil over and over again takes the cake, I think.
Amy wrote in and said, no matter how much money I'm worth, I'm still going to eat food over the sink so I don't have to do dishes.
I love that.
That's a mom
Been there,
move right
done
there.
That. Right out of the pan, sizzling hot, burning your face, don't care.
Don't care. Eating it over the sink. Yeah. And then John wrote in and said, I could be worth $20 million. I'm still going to crush the day-old bakery items at Safeway.
Yes,
the bakery rack, right? So everything's on clearance.
It's funny. I kind of do that, too, no matter how much money I make.
Still
when
good.
When I go into a department store, the first place I go is the clearance rack, no matter what. I don't mess around
me
with
too.
The stuff up front.
No.
I don't care what's in fashion.
No.
Give me the outdated stuff that's 50% off. That's what I want.
Yeah, we can tell that you're wearing some of that today.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Yeah. We can tell you're doing that. Is it Julian?
This is Julian speaking.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Julian. What's yours?
Hey, take that. Big fan.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
So you're worth $10 million, but what are you not giving up?
Dude, I could be worth 10 million pesos, and the one thing that I'm never giving up is a simple snack, a tortilla, and then you can have a stovetop or not. You can even have a microwave, a little bit of butter in the middle. You toast that baby up, put that thing in the microwave for a few seconds. Oh, my goodness. The best snack you'll ever, ever have in your life.
Just buttered tortilla.
Buttered tortilla. You toast it or non-toast it, and then you can, you know, that's just, it's simple yet effective, man.
I love it.
Do you put anything in it, like butter, sugar, nothing, or I mean sugar, cinnamon?
Butter in it. Sugar,
but do you put
cinnamon.
Any, like, seasoning or just straight butter?
So here's the thing. I used to, I grew up Mexican, so there's Mexican butter, and it's like, daddy. it's like ten times better than it's like putting a bit butter on a biscuit, but like it's crunchy. And then the tortillas are always homemade. And
dude,
my mouth is watering.
Yeah. So let me ask you: so you're in the pan? Do you do tortilla butter on top of that, and then do you put another tortilla on top?
Now you can, it depends on the fast food tortilla. You can have the maíz or the corn, or do you have the flour in the and that's the harina. So it depends on which type you want. You want it extra crispy? I would recommend the maíz, the corn. But if you want them a little softer, then the flour tortilla.
Dude, I can listen to you talk all day long.
The way
you
say
tortilla, the way you say it, like
more.
I know you've got some good home cooking in your house.
And, you know, it makes me kind of like the best friend in the world because, you know, if you're my best friend, you can always have the best home-cooked Mexican food on the planet.
I want to be your best friend.
Yeah,
I'm very pretentious that way, if that makes sense.
What else do you make, like, that is just money when it comes to your Mexican food?
So Mexican food, like, oh, breakfast food. It's like it's with the simplest thing, style of tortillas. You break those up into like little bits. Then you soak them into green or red chili of your choosing. Then you fry those up in a pan too. And then you serve that over a couple eggs.
You talking chilaquiles?
Chilaquiles, and then some like queso on top. Oh my goodness, that yeah. And then that's simple. That costs less than $5 to make.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's
that sounds
like,
delicious. I've never heard of that. That sounds delicious.
Chilaquiles are like
chilaquiles. It's the greatest breakfast food. My recommendation is red chile, but you know, yes. it's and then you smother them up you break up the tortilla bits and you smother it up and you fry them up, and then you put you get them extra crispy and then put the eggs on top. So then the eggs smother on top of it.
Dude. Oh, how God. Can we hang out sometime?
I know.
Can we hang
seriously.
Out? Can we become best friends forever?
Be friends, Julian?
I follow you guys all the time on Facebook, and you guys are just – I'm a big-time fan. And oh, my God, I love you guys. You guys are like the best.
We love you, man.
So sweet of you, man.
We kind of want to be friends, so
seriously,
I think this
yeah.
is the start of something beautiful here, Julian.
Yeah, we're going to be best friends forever. Yeah. Forever and ever.
Katie, we met at the Mammoth game a couple times with my friend Daniel and Sammy.
Okay, yeah. Huh. I know exactly who you are now. Yes, I know exactly.
Yeah.
We hung out at Brooklyn's.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, we did.
Are you single?
Oh yeah.
Katie!
Let's go, girl.
Okay, let's start with the tortillas, okay? We'll start with
the tortillas.
There's a local tortilla where I grew up that still serves tortillas, and they're homemade, and golly, mine.
Yum.
Like, they're just, it's the best.
Who's that?
Simple, yet effective.
What's that tortilla place that we went and toured?
We're big fans of.
Oh, crap.
It's Portillo.
Portillo's.
Portillo's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and I just grew up with it, you know, and being first generation American, you kind of have the remedies of being, you know, of what my mom and dad grew up, you know, and we didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid, and that's what my mom and dad used to make all the time was simple tricks with your tortillas. Because a pack back in the day cost $3. My goodness, and we had brothers, and it was fun.
We love tortilla tricks, buddy, on this show. This is what we're all about. Jillian, we can't thank you enough for calling in and being fans of the show, buddy. Thank you so very, very much. It was nice talking to you.
Much obliged, you guys, and great talking to you guys, and I'd love to spread the word. Appreciate you much.
Thank you,
Thanks,
buddy.
Julian.
Have a good Monday.
It's Pachito's Tortillo Factory that we love up in North Denver. But
a place rocks.
Good homemade tortillas. That'll get me going every time.
I'm glad we did this.
Me too.
Now I want some tortillas.
I know. I'm so hungry.
Yeah, what's up, what's up? It's all the big stories of the day nationally and, of course, locally. Big sports weekend. Nuggets, now they face elimination tonight, so it's do or die. They got to win. Avs moved on to round two. Mammoth lost, so they're out of the playoffs.
But
playoffs,
not their fault.
Not their fault. Do your research.
Well, the four goals to catch up was their fault.
But still.
Oh, boy.
Still.
But the big news of the weekend sports-wise, and I'm pretty tapped in, so we'll do some Geron sports. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I'm the sports guy for sure. Mm-hmm. This guy named Oscar Delp. That's what a fantastic name.
Yeah.
What's up, Delp?
Yeah.
The Delpster. Delparama.
Yeah, the nicknames are endless.
The Delpinator. Oscar Delp goes to school in Georgia, and he was plunked down for the NFL draft, hoping to get scooped up. But the best part is the video of him sitting on his couch with easily 30 of his friends and family in the room waiting to see if he gets picked up. And right smack dab in the middle, in the front, big old fat goofy chocolate lab with the goofiest look on his face, looking super annoyed because everybody's on his couch.
Yeah, like he wants his spot back for sure.
And then the Delpinator gets a phone call and he got picked up by the Saints.
Yeah.
And everyone, they jump up and cheer. And that dog tries to get back on the couch like six or seven times. Six, seven. And the videos are fantastic of this dog trying to get in.
Well, yeah, because it's perfect that it's the NFL draft because he's getting blocked.
Yeah,
and he's
trying
got
to break through the line,
over
right?
Here, like, exactly. He's going after the QB.
And the videos,
going after his target.
The videos that everybody has done with this dog is so darn cute. And
it's
the, like,
adorable.
The dorky music they put behind it. And then it's like, ding, every time he tries to go in, it goes, ding.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, denied. And finally, him's a good boy. He makes it up on the couch.
Puppy, no.
By far the biggest news coming out of the NFL draft.
And so proud that he got up on that couch,
him's
too.
A good boy.
Yeah.
Him's is a good boy.
Country fans, Stagecoach went down this past weekend. Well, most of it, because they had to shut some of it down because of high winds. But the only reason anybody is talking about it is because my girlfriend was there, Sydney Sweeney, doing a bunch of like karaoke and stuff inside a bar with some big names. Like Lance Bass was there, Diplo. I sent Katie a video this weekend of Sydney Sweeney doing karaoke with Riley Green.
Which is hilarious because that's my crush and your crush.
Together.
Yeah.
Together.
And immediately I'm like, well, they make a cute couple.
They're going to smash.
Yeah. They would make beautiful babies, those two. But yeah, they make a way better couple than I think Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun do. Every time I see
beautiful
those two
couple.
Together, it makes me want to throw up. So I'm like, please, Sydney.
Riley
go
and
with
Sydney.
Riley Green.
I mean, you know they were smashing.
That's perfect.
Smashtastic.
Yeah.
The Smashinator.
That.
Smasharama.
For whatever reason, I feel a lot more comfortable with Sydney Sweeney and Riley Green than I do with Sydney and Scooter Braun.
Scooter, if you're Riley Green, you're making a move.
Yes,
if I'm Riley Green, I'm making a move after karaoke.
Yes.
Sydney, would you do me the honor of going to dinner with me this evening?
See, I got a tractor outside. I'd really
Let's
like
go.
For you to
you
take
like
a
my
ride
big green
in it.
Track. You like my mustache?
Okay.
There's some jokes about that,
yes,
too.
Yes, and she does like his mustache.
I'm making a move if I'm Riley Green. I'm going in.
You have to.
Yes.
Sydney Sweeney. You don't let that pass you.
I don't know who outkicks their coverage there. Those are two really good-looking people.
They're on par.
You know what
they're,
I mean?
They're, I think they're equals.
He's like a former D1 athlete. Like, he's tall. He's like 6'4".
He's in shape.
He's
Scooter kind of isn't, you know.
Scooter's
it's different.
Bluff.
Yeah,
Scooter who?
And
who
he
cares?
Has the
bowl
whole,
of milk.
Like, you know, the his backstory that people just don't like Scooter Braun. So
he
that
screwed over like everyone.
I'm making a move if I'm Riley Green.
Everybody loves
making
Riley
a move.
Green.
Plus,
so
Riley could take Scooter in a fight easily.
Easy.
Yeah, he can fight him. Right.
Easy.
Punch him right in the
Scooter,
face.
If you're listening to this show, sorry, buddy.
I know. Yeah, we are not on your side. So,
anything else going on? There is this funny story out today because yesterday, I guess, was National Pretzel Day. So they did this survey of like, what kind of pretzels do you like? Your mouth breathing,
Dots.
Taking that survey and. Huh?
Dots pretzels.
What's that?
They're
oh, you haven't had
the
Dots?
The most amazing pretzels. They're pretzel sticks.
Oh, it's a brand?
The honey mustard.
Have, yeah, so they are from North Dakota. Like, that is,
no
we are proud.
Are they sticks?
Dakota pride
Twists.
With the Dots pretzels. Yeah, they're the sticks. And they have, like, the best seasoning. So good. I'll bring you in
is
some tomorrow.
Salt?
I'll bring you in some.
No.
No. No, it is their signature seasoning, and I will bring you in some tomorrow, and you will try them, and you will love
Do you have the
them.
Originals?
Yeah.
Okay,
they'll
good.
Be your favorite pretzel. It's funny. I always used to go home and get these because they were one of my favorite North Dakota things to get, and so I would only have them when I went home to North Dakota, and then they became such a big hit, they started selling them everywhere. So you can get them here
That's
now.
Your local Safeway.
And so they're not like my, oh, I go home and have five bags of Dots, you know? So I can't
I
really
try
do
them.
That anymore. I will bring them in tomorrow, and you can try them. They're
I want
so
a signature
good.
Seasoning.
Ooh. What would your signature
I don't
seasoning
know.
Be?
Shut up, Jeremy.
I mean, what
it would
it
be like
taste
spicy, because
like.
It'd be like, woo.
Caliente.
If anyone is in the spice business, reach out to me. Let's develop a Jeremy's signature seasoning.
Okay, well,
Wait,
if
we
you
want
have a
one?
Spice,
yeah, we
I
want...
got to have a
it's
spice.
No,
Josh
spice.
Has to have a
it's,
spice.
No, you
so
can't come on to
only looking out
you
yourself.
You can't steal ideas.
Yeah,
it's not,
totally
it was Katie's
idea.
Theft.
No, it wasn't. She just said pretzels have a signature seasoning, and I said I want a signature seasoning.
I don't know why
Now you're
all
stealing
can't.
My idea.
You only look
know.
Out for yourself.
Yep, it's just me.
Sorry. Have a signature.
Find your own thing.
And then people could have, they could get them in the 3-pack. So you could have Jared, Katie, and Josh, and you could
And it's the JKJ seasoning pack.
It's the JKJ
Oh
set.
My God.
Look, we
what?
Took your idea
Come up with
and
your
made
own
it better.
Ideas.
This is a great
you
idea.
You need your own idea. Quit riding these
no
coattails.
No idea is original.
You could
no
name
idea.
Your seasoning riding coattails.
You know what they say about...
And it'd be better than
what?
Yours.
What is it?
I could name mine My Back Hurts from carrying this show.
Shut up.
I'll just call
we
it
are going to
Back Hurt Seasoning.
It Shut Up, Jeremy.
It's Back Hurt Seasoning.
That's actually pretty
done.
Good, darn
you
it.
You can steal that, too.
It's pretty good.
Get out of here.
Back Hurt Seasoning.
Get out of here right now. Here,
like
you want me to book your ticket for you to get out of here? Because I'll do it.
No, because you know what? You'll probably both of them book tickets to leave, too. You're
not
the only
leave.
One who gets to leave. Yeah. I'm going to leave, too.
Okay. Settle down, sexy spice.
Come up
spice.
With your own ideas. Anyone in the spice industry, reach out to me.
No.
I want back hurt seasoning, okay?
Whatever. Oh, Jeremy, you're such
All
a
All right, go
punk.
For it, show-offs. Take over.
Okay, we're
take
going right
now.
On to the local stuff then, because the big news of the day is that tanker fire off Santa Fe in Littleton
it's out.
Right now. Is it out?
It's out, like, Katie. That's old news.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's out. I'm pretty tapped in.
But they still have both directions of Santa Fe shut down. It's out, so we want to make sure that people know why. And that fire right there by the border of Littleton and Inglewood, 4800 block of South Santa Fe Drive is where that was at. But it was a big deal, Jer. There was smoke everywhere.
I wish I had my own tank. I'm going to start my own tanker on fire just so I can follow everybody.
This really upset you, huh? You just wanted a spice, and we took your thunder, and now you don't have a spice?
That's a good name for the spice, stealing thunder.
Stealing your thunder? There you go.
I'm going to steal that from you.
Thunder spice. Let's go. Okay, woman set a record for a 3-plus-minute plank. So Marie Carpenter, she was just celebrating her 90th birthday at the gym like all 90-year-olds do, right?
Yeah.
So her grandson, Alex, tricked her and was like, hey, let's do a little plank off. Let's see who can hold the plank the longest. So she thought it was just a challenge between her and her grandson. But little did Marie know, witnesses were recording the whole thing for the Guinness Book of World Records because her 3-minute-and-15-second plank, that looks legit on paper. She became the oldest woman in the world to perform a plank for at least 3 minutes. So, yay!
Yeah, yes! Good for her.
Yeah, the Guinness people are still confirming it. But again, on paper, congrats to Marie.
Are you going to try to beat her record so you get recognition?
How funny, off the air, I'm like, 3 minutes. Pff, yeah, I got that.
Pretty typical.
Like, I could go 15 minutes on a plank. I know I could.
I know.
Even though Josh has shook his head every time I said it, he's like, Katie,
you're big
you're crazy.
You're big on stealing people's thunder, so yeah, you probably should go do that.
You know what? I'm just going to plank right now. Just shut down
shop and
just start
planking. How about that?
How about that?
You go out to your car and plank.
How about that? You know what? I will after I tell you about this next story about MSU students because they deserve their flowers too.
All right.
Because they created a Billy. You know what that is?
It's a Billy.
That's an AI tool. And it's aimed at helping us with sustainability. So it's a big deal right now because of the drought. I mean, the worst drought we've faced in years. So specifically, it is looking at that. And it's a chat-based idea. So in the beta stages, they're just talking to it, right? It's like, hey, Billy, what does this year's outlook look like for the state of Colorado when it comes to the drought? And what really makes theirs stand out is the information that is used is 100% vetted. And they're very proud of it because that's the problem with a lot of AI things these days is the info that the robots give us, it isn't fully verified, but theirs is. So more than 50 students across the state have contributed to this project and they're collaborating across different schools too. So they've even tapped into CSU Pueblo. So we have MSU students and CSU Pueblo students helping us with Billy. Again, just in the beta stages, so hopefully this will become a thing soon because we need it. We need something to help us with drought and sustainability and helping us figure out why it's so dry in Colorado and what we can do to help. We need it moist. So
you're going to come up with your own app?
Better? How did you know?
Call it Bobby.
How did you know? It's going to be Billy Bobby.
I'm going to name it Katie. This is my Katie app.
It's so
and
smart.
It tells you to not take so long showers.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't water your lawn.
Exactly. You know?
Turn the water off when you're brushing your teeth.
That Katie sounds like a smart gal.
That's how you save water.
I love that robot.
Yeah. Way to go. Why don't you go steal their idea, Katie?
I'm already on it.
Okay.
There you go. There's your high hype, Jer.
Fine. That's it. We're done. I'm going to go take
bye.
A walk.
Okay,
I'm all wound
I'm
up.
Plank.
I'm wound up. Let's do it. First one of the week. Let's dive in and have some fun with Fast Five. If you'd like to play and you've never been on the air with us, we'd love to meet ya. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 is your direct line to the Mix 100 studios. We'll get you on the air. Find out what you did over the weekend, then I'll throw a category at you and start a 10-second timer. And then you'll have 10 seconds to give me five things that have to do with that category. You wide awake, ready to rock this? 303-691-1MIX, which is 303-691-1649. Give us some categories we've done in the past, Katie.
Okay, yeah, because we never know what you're an expert at. Like, you could know five brands of purses, no problem, or get you stumped on five spices that start with a G. Hey, the one that won it on Friday was Kelsey, who could name off five Colorado sports legends. No problem. Apparently, she's a big fan. So, again, you never know what you're going to get with Fast Five, and that's part of its charm. We love it.
Josh is in the next room getting everybody thrown on hold. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. That means you're in. You're just on hold. So don't freak out. 303-691-1649. $16.49. Now, we always give you a prize if you win Fast Five. What we got this week?
This is a great family prize. So, parents, you're going to want to call in for this. The 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Mile High, and that's for Saturday, May 9th. So, we've got a heck of a prize for you all week with Fast Five.
Yeah, dog!
Woo-woo!
All right. 303-691. 1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Producer Josh is working through these. Boy, and he's working slow today. It's a Monday for that guy.
Oh, no.
All right, you got one. Here we go.
He's just chatty.
He's something. Hi, Kimmy Kim.
Good morning.
Hello, Kim. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. How was yours?
It was super dupes. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
We had fun.
We had good. Yeah, we actually hung out on Saturday night at the Mammoth game, the three of us.
Nice.
It was real nice. You got your daughter in the car with you?
I do. We thought we heard it was Kids Week to call in, so she wanted to try.
Oh, well, it's not, but we can still say hi to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Her name is Nora. Here she is. Hi.
Hi, Nora.
Oh, have a great day at school.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you.
Go learn lots and lots, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, bye. She's cute. Super cute.
And just so Nora knows, we are working on getting a Kids Fast Five going so that they can play and participate. We're just working on a fun prize for them, okay?
Sounds good. She'll be all over that.
Okay.
They're going to win a pet donkey if they win.
Oh, boy.
Yay, Mom.
You won a donkey. My daughter is like all of a sudden in a duck phase. She wants a duck.
Oh, she needs to have a duck. Mm,
we're not getting a duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, ducks can be mean.
Yeah, I don't want a mean duck in my house.
Could you imagine?
No.
I would love that. I would love if Jeremy came to work and just complained about the pet duck all day.
No.
That would be funny.
Thank you. All right, Kim, let's get down to business.
All right.
In 10 seconds, let's talk about the Ninja Turtle franchise. Give me five characters from the Ninja Turtle franchise, but you cannot name any of the Ninja Turtles. Go.
Oh, brother. Oh, yeah. I have no idea. A duck. About a duck. And a cat. A dog.
You know, oddly enough, I think there was a duck. I don't remember his name. I've never watched Ninja Turtles.
Poor Nora.
Yeah. Poor Nora.
I know.
I've been using that one for like 3 weeks. I still can't get anybody to do it. So.
I feel like even if you gave me the Ninja Turtles, I would only got maybe two.
Two of them? Okay. Well, Kim, it was awfully nice of both of you to call in this morning. You have a great little Monday.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, God, who do we have? Is it Augie?
Yeah, that's me.
What up, Augie?
What's up, what's up? Ready to win these tickets.
Yeah, right. Boy. You got anybody in the car with you?
I do. I got my wife and my two sons. It's actually my wife's birthday today.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah, what's your wife's name, Augie?
Kendra.
Here, I got a little something for her.
Okay, get it. Yay, happy birthday, Kendra. That's awesome.
What are you doing for your wife for her birthday, Augie? Did we lose you? Say it again. Your phone's cutting out.
Oh. I'm hoping to win some good tickets to take her to go have some fun.
So basically all I'm hearing is you forgot and you didn't do anything for her birthday.
No, he remembered.
Okay,
oh, there she is.
Okay, good. Woo! You saved yourself, Augie.
Thank
I was worried
God.
For a second.
Put your wife on the phone, Augie.
What's up?
What's your name?
Kendra.
Kendra, what did he do for your birthday?
Well, it's today, and the day just started, but he said he has a surprise for me later, so we'll see.
Oh, well, we know what that is.
Yeah.
Extra smooches for you.
Hey. Hopefully he comes with something else, too, though, right,
yeah,
Kendra?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
For sure. No, for sure. He remembered.
Good.
Kendra, do you want to play Fast Five, or do you want to let Augie do it?
I'm going to let Augie do it.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday.
And happy birthday.
We hope you have the best day.
Thank you.
All right. Put that dork back on the phone.
All right.
All right, Augie.
Okay.
We're going to also get in the Wayback Machine with another Fast Five here. First, we did Ninja Turtles. Now we're doing Care Bears. In 10 seconds, give me the names of five Care Bears. Go.
Nope. I never watched Care Bears. Phil, I guess.
Care Bear Phil. He's the leader.
Guess you didn't win your wife any tickets to Monster Jam. Now you better go do some shopping.
I was about to say, can I do the turtle one?
Yeah, I know, no! Right? Yeah. No.
Hey, you crazy kids, have a fun day. Happy birthday to your wife, and thanks for having us on, Augie.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Care Bear. Sounds like the Care Bears.
There was
accountant.
A bunch. There was like Cheer Bear and Grumpy Bear and Tender Heart and Funshine.
There were a lot. There were
Remember
a lot,
Funshine Bear?
All I want to think of is Phil the Care Bear. Now.
Hey, my name's Phil. I'm a Care Bear. And I hate being a Care Bear. I'm Tax Bear.
Yeah, exactly. He's the accountant.
Yeah,
that's,
I'll
that's
do your
Phil.
Taxes.
Valentina.
Hello.
Hi, turn that radio all the way down for me.
Yeah,
there we
better.
Go.
What'd
Hi,
you do?
Valentina.
What'd you do this weekend?
We really didn't do much. Just hung out, did laundry, clean, get caught up on home stuff.
Jealous.
You know, yesterday was such a good day for that, huh, Valentina? With the nice cool breeze and some rain.
What a great day to do laundry.
So perfect. Oh.
Do you put those little scent beads in your laundry? Those little things that make it smell good?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the scent
Whole
beads.
House smells like it.
Yeah. They it's say it's, they're so bad for you, but I don't even care.
I know.
My sheets smell great.
As good long as you don't eat them.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
No guarantees. You know, in a pinch. Could you imagine being like in a movie theater and you look over at the guy next to you and he's eating those while he's watching a movie?
He's got the freshest breath ever, though.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, little kiddo. What's your name?
Kyra.
Hi, Kyra.
You're sweet.
You have a good day, Kyra. How cute. We love our kiddos here. All right. Oh, golly. What do I have for you? All right. We're not going to get in the Wayback Machine anymore. I think I'm making people mad with those.
Okay. What you got?
In 10 seconds, give me 5 restaurants that are steak chains. They specialize in steak. Go.
The Hidden Steakhouse, Longhorn, Outback,
Come on.
Texas Roadhouse.
Buzzer hit. You got 4. What was the first one you said?
The Hideaway Steakhouse.
Oh, okay. We'd have to look that one up. But I think you got 4. You got 4, darn it.
Dang
well.
It.
See you later.
All right. Bye, Kira.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, man.
It's a little hard to hear her. With her phone.
Yeah, it was a little hard.
Oh, we got Christine. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Will you hurry up and win this? We got other things to do today.
I really hope I do.
Yeah, you want to go to Monster Jam?
Oh my gosh, our son would absolutely lose it.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I will
you,
tell
Christine.
You, I've taken my kids there, and it is a blast to go see those big trucks.
Kids love it.
Grave Digger.
Yeah.
Ooh. What'd you
What'd
you do this weekend?
Oh, we did a ton. We went to the zoo. We had a birthday party, and then our son is like obsessed with camping right now. So we went to Outdoor World and just kind of let him run around and look at everything.
That is adorable. How old is your son?
That's really cute.
He'll be 5 in a couple weeks.
I love when they're like hyper focused on something at that age because they'll like wake you up in the middle of a sleep. Mom, did you know tents like this?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's so cute.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
What's your son's name?
Grayson.
Good old Grayson. All right.
That's adorable. Grayson sounds fun.
Well, let's do some fast 5 with you. Your letter is B, like balloon. B. 10 seconds, give me 5 cities or towns in Colorado that start with that letter B, and go!
Breckenridge, Basalt, Berthoud, Black Hawk, Boulder, Brighton, Bennett, Boulder, I think I said that.
You know your B Colorado cities.
I'm born and raised native, so I better.
Good job, Christine.
Christine, I need you to do something for me.
Yes.
Say, Jeremy, play that Winnie Win sound.
Play that Winnie Win sound.
Woo!
Yeah,
you did good.
Christine.
You did real good today, Christine. Real good.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
You're make Grayson real proud.
Woo! You better send us some pictures of you and the kiddos at Monster Jam, okay?
Oh, I definitely will.
Well, right on. I'm going to put you on hold, and our producer, Josh, is going to fill you in on how you get those tickets, okay?
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye, Christine.
That's how we get her done right there. Very Colorado-related Fast Five today. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:30, with JKJ.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is that time. Phone lines absolutely exploded, and we got Evelyn on the line. Hi, Evelyn.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Brighton, and I'm a mom of two littles. And, yeah, I am having a great day today.
Well, good. Do you work, or are you just a stay-at-home mom?
Oh, I work. I have a flexible schedule where I do community engagement. So I was actually just on my way to a community engagement event today.
What are you engaging the community about?
I work elections, so I teach folks about civic engagement, so I'm off to a high school right now.
That's good. I love that.
That's good to educate people on what yeah. they're going to be voting on. And that's...
It is, yes. We do have an election coming up, y'all, so it is in June, yeah. And we are hiring in every county for election
nice.
Workers. So, yeah.
Nice.
That's neat to know. I feel like that's something that has been needed in our school system for a long time because I didn't learn anything about like elections and
really?
Stuff like, well, about
I
how
know.
Important. I mean, I think it's a missing thing. So I like that you're doing that, Evelyn.
I can tell because I know how she
Thank
votes.
You.
She hasn't.
Oh, Jeremy. I know.
I do connect with our government teachers. So they do teach in government classes. But I understand what you're saying.
It's good. No, it's good.
That's intense. You got a heavy job, I think. That's a heavy job.
It can be, but it's fun.
All right, well, good. Well, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Here's how
yes.
it's going to work. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva monster.
Okay.
But would you like to say anything, Katie?
The monster
Evelyn?
Part's unnecessary. But yes, I hope it's a nice, fair contest for us both here, Evelyn. And the top
My
person,
vote is for
exactly,
fairness.
Exactly. My vote's for fairness. And I hope, yeah, I hope. Good luck to you, Evelyn.
Okay, now, Evelyn, I need you to tell Katie to get the heck out of the studio.
All right, Katie, get the heck out of here.
So for those of you that don't hear this segment, Katie goes into a different room that is soundproof. She can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And then Evelyn, we'll find out if you were right or wrong once we bring her back in, okay?
Okay.
Here we go, girlfriend. Here's your first question. Who did Jennifer Lopez marry in 2022 and then divorce in 2025 after being previously engaged to him for like almost 20 years earlier?
Ben Affleck, right?
I don't know. Is that what you're going to say?
I'm going to go with Ben Affleck, yeah.
Benny boy. All right, we'll put you down for that. What Star Wars character has a catchphrase that is, quote, "This is the way"?
Oh, gosh. My coworkers are killing, but I am not a Star Wars fan, so I'm going to pass on this one.
Say pass. Listen, are you in danger? Are your coworkers actually going to kill you?
No, absolutely
okay,
not.
Right.
But they are definitely going to give me some, yeah, a hard
right.
time.
Blink twice if you're in danger, okay? All right, here's your third question for Katie Crush. Characters Rumi, Mira, and Zoe come from what Netflix show?
I also don't. Hmm. But Zoe Deschanel?
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to put
well,
down?
I know she's a New Girl. Is it on Netflix? I don't know that, but I'm going to go with New Girl.
New Girl.
I love
okay.
the way she puzzles that
say,
out.
I could put down Ben Affleck if you want, but I'll just put down New Girl. All right. What actor gave us the famous line, quote, "Nobody puts baby in the corner"? Who was that actor?
Oh, my gosh. This one's like 70s, right?
Iconic. 80s.
I know. I 80s. Okay.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
I say it all the time, but I can't
You
remember.
Do? You don't even know why you're saying it. You just say it?
Yes.
You put
yes.
a lot of babies in the corner?
I'm a 90s baby. No, but you know, like nobody puts baby in the corner. Right. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm going
to
pass.
Would you like to say Ben Affleck?
No.
No. Okay, I'm putting you down for pass. Okay, here's your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. This has been a fun one. This one's going to be hard. I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Name the members of the Scooby-Doo team.
Okay, Scooby-Doo. There's Daphne. There's Velma. Shaggy. Is that everybody?
You got one more?
Velma, Shaggy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Would you like me to put down Ben Affleck?
You know what? Just put down Ben Affleck.
B to the A. All right. We brought Katie back in the studios. Katie, I'm going to give you the same five questions. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Bring it?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hesitation there.
And I'm sorry. I was just really in my zone.
It's all right. Who did Jennifer Lopez wed in 2022 and then divorce in 25? They'd been engaged. About 20 years earlier.
Ben Affleck.
Evelyn, you said Benny Affleck. Affleck.
Tied.
What Star Wars character has the catchphrase that is, quote, this is the way?
Oh, it's the Mandalorian.
The
Mandalorian. That's what it
is. Oh, with the big groan from Evelyn. Yeah. Oh. Because she said pass.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is
Man.
The way.
If he didn't get his own series, I wouldn't know. So mm-hmm.
And a movie.
That's how I, yeah.
Characters.
I love Pedro Pascal, but.
I do,
yes.
too.
Right? Why didn't you get that one right, Evelyn?
I know. I'm telling you, everyone in the world is going to be so upset with me.
She said her coworkers are going to kill her.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for real now?
Huge fans.
Oh, okay.
Bring a bat. Bring a bat to work today so yeah. you can fight them off.
Okay. Protect yourself, Evelyn.
Katie, okay. Characters Rumi, Mira, and Zoe come from what Netflix show?
Oh, that's that. We play the song here, Golden. It's K-pop Demon Hunters. Yes.
Evelyn, you said New Girl.
Oh!
Nope. It's K-poppers. Fourth question for the...
Because I only have boys.
That's, oh, no, that's yeah, it. That's why.
Okay. Fourth question for the crush. What actor gave us the famous line, quote, nobody puts baby in the corner?
Ooh, that was Johnny Castle, played by Patrick Swayze.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Evelyn, I think you said pass on that one. Although she says she yes. says it all the time. She puts babies in the corner all the time.
Do you really?
Because babies are annoying.
Well, it's such an iconic
no.
phrase. So you say it.
Exactly.
Just,
that is what I mean. It's yeah, an iconic phrase.
It is. But, well, now you know it's from Dirty Dancing and Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Fifth and final question. You're going to have to name all of them. I need the members of the Scooby-Doo team, like the main five.
Like, okay, Scooby, Shaggy, yep. Velma, Daphne, and Homie Fred.
Homie Fred.
Yeah.
Evelyn, you forgot Fred, but you said Ben Affleck.
Oh, I think he played Fred in one
of
really
the B-movies. You were really close. You were really close. Unfortunately, you have definitely been crushed by Katie today. Oh!
Sometimes I know stuff.
Oh, fart.
She goes fair.
Oh, I thought she said fart.
I don't think so.
No,
I said that's fair.
That's yeah. fair.
Evelyn, you're so sweet. We really appreciate you listening to the show. I'm going to throw you on hold. Josh does need to talk to you really quick off the air, so don't go anywhere. But thank you so much for playing.
Of course, yeah. Thank you, guys. Have
you're
a great day.
Thanks, Evelyn.
Hey, that's how it's done. We'll play Katie Crush again Wednesday morning. Here at Mix 100.
Excited for it.
Yeah, real good stuff there, guys. Hey, Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free for about 90 minutes, right around 11:30. So make sure you hang out with him. He'll also have another keyword for you for this Carlsbad getaway, the Mix 100 family boarding call.
Mm-hmm.
Another keyword you can text in three more times today, actually. 1, 2, and 4. And then we'll do it again tomorrow morning at 8. All the details for this fun trip can be found at mix100.com. And then get this. All day today, we're giving away tickets to Lewis Capaldi at Red Rocks.
Sold out, Lewis Capaldi.
Out,
I mean, that show was so good, he put two on. So he's got two shows at Red Rocks this week.
So two times per show today. Two on the JKJ show, two times with Big Rob, and two times with Nina.
Oh, so drive home. We still have another pair.
But that's the thing, Katie. I waited until the very end of the show.
Oh,
we gave away one pair already.
Yeah.
You just have to listen for that cue to call and be caller 10, and boom, you're hooked up for the concert tomorrow night. Should we
so
do
you're
it right
saying,
now?
Okay,
should we do it right
I kind of feel like we should.
I think we should.
You know.
And then we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, there
you
go.
You guys have a good day. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with JKJ here at Mix.
See ya.
Are you ready?
No.
Three, two, one.